What is not unexpected is the continued advance of ESG. I learned this in the vengeance with a wonderful panel in Davos a couple of years ago with Mr. Biden's climate expert, the former Secretary of State, John Kerry. And it's seeping over into the corporate world as well. The Securities Exchange Commission looking at climate and how it will be disclosed by corporations. Andrew Ramonis was with Bloomberg Law in front and center on this. How big a deal is this, Andrew? Is this like window dressing, yeah, let's fix it? Or is this like a huge deal to American business?
Oh, this is a big deal to American businesses. A lot of different proposals coming out of the SEC, but very few have this type of attention because it could really, really change things. I spoke with an official over at Uber, and he said, what the SEC could do could be a seismic shift in corporate disclosure.
All right. So, Andrew, just outline for us what the SEC is considering in terms of corporate disclosure.
Well, right now, it's pretty broad. Right now, they've been seeking public feedback on a variety of things, but they seem to be most focused on climate and climate risk in particular, what risk companies face from climate change and how to disclose that. But there are other things as well, including the idea of some sort of standard setter for climate disclosures, as well as maybe even having to require greenhouse gas emission reporting and public filings.
Is that countable?
I'm sorry?
Well, with Exxon, okay. I think I can do greenhouse gas with Exxon. How do I account for whatever, climate this with Procter & Gamble or with Danaher, the healthcare company?
Right. Well, that's something that, the SEC is still working through. And
yeah,
they've been sort of quiet right now as they look at these things. But people are trying to come into the SEC and kind of give their vision of what they see and maybe how some types of disclosures might not be appropriate for some companies, but appropriate for others.
Well, is this going to be like how many miles does your, executive staff fly? is it going to be a measurement of, commercial airline traffic?
It could be depending on the type of company, but at this point, it's very early stages, and the SEC is, they have until June when they're kind of done soliciting public feedback, at least in the initial stages.
Yeah.
So I would expect something pretty soon after that.
Not that Paul Sweeney, I would ever talk my book. No one would ever expect that. But there was a mayor of New York who I believe was in Paris. And the charm of what Michael Bloomberg did in Paris was he said, look, it's got to be countable.
Yes.
And we got to do it at a micro level like cities and towns. So I get, ExxonMobil, pick them. But Paul Sweeney, what do we do with a company completely removed from natural resources?
Well, Tom, when you talk to ESG investors, one of the concerns I hear consistently is that there is no consistency in the data, unlike a financial statement, an income statement, or a balance sheet. So, Andrew, I guess one of the issues, again, is the SEC simply searching for some consistency? Because that's clearly what we're hearing from ESG investors as, they try to incorporate that into their portfolios.
Oh, yes, that's correct. The new SEC chairman, Gary Gensler, who was appointed by Biden, he's been saying that at, up on Capitol Hill, saying that he's looking for consistent, comparable disclosures to help investors.
And Andrew, I mean, ESG investing really, from my perspective, my experience, really started in Europe, more than a decade ago, and it's slowly making its way into the U.S. Are there European accounting standards for ESG that perhaps the U.S. could model?
Yeah, that's one of the areas they're looking at is what's happening in Europe, as well as some of these more international voluntary disclosure frameworks from groups such as the Sustainability Accounting known as SASB.
All right, so interesting. Just real quick, Andrew, any sense of timing here? When are we going to get maybe some clarity?
It looks like we should be getting some clarity possibly in the coming months. public feedback. Like I said, SEC is still getting public feedback on this until June. So they've indicated that they're looking to move pretty quick after that June comment period ends.
Andrew, thank you so much. Andrew Ramonis there on the support of climate change in corporations. Ford as well.